Gopal.
Gopal. He left.
Why?
He was in Maya for a long time. He stole $6,000 also.
No, you had 25,000.
He must have gotten more. That's all I know he took from the bank.
He could have got the whole thing, right?
He could have, but he couldn't because it was in yen. He couldn't trade it in. But I had American money hidden for, because we are foreigners, we must keep some American money. And he knew where it was and he took $4,000 of that. Plus, I don't know how much more he took. At least $6,000, though. When he left his Tree Dundee. Because he was supposed to go to Korea and file for missionary visas. And I looked in his drawer, in his files, and he had not gone, but he had been away. And he came back and said that he went. So I took over all the money and everything. Took over all the accounts. But I did not trust him because he was not chanting properly. Or he was not Krishna conscious. Then he snuck away. I think it had been planned, though, for some time. It was very planned.
Where is he now?
I don't know. He's a criminal. He's taken so much money. He has not left any message.
Sent back the bank book?
Right? Yes.
He took the bank book with all the, had all the money in it, all this money.
He went to the bank to pay the rent. And he withdrew, he paid the rent and withdrew some for himself. And he left.
Only his signature?
Only, because he is the only one who has proper visa. He has business visa. That was the problem.
So, what name is our Bhanu?
He's doing nice.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah. But he is very reluctant to become the president. He does not like the business.
No, that is good. He thinks himself unfit. Why should he take this money?
He's very intelligent, though.
Very intelligent. Very good devotee. But is he doing any translation, Bhat?
No.
He's not able to translate. He has only learned Japanese since he went to Japan. He did not know it previously.
Oh. He has translated the whole Bhagavad Gita, but it just sits there. They say it is not a well enough translated to Japanese people.
Will not be accepted.
Well,
he's been working on Isho Upanishad, but not very quickly.
Shri Prabhupada, I just met one boy here, a boy from Fukushima, Japan.
Uh-huh.
He speaks very little English. He is shaven head seeker, and I just preached with him, and he is going to go back to Tokyo, and his visa is expiring in a week or two, and he says he wants to go back and help to spread Krishna consciousness.
You are formerly in that temple?
No. He is a very intelligent boy. He speaks Spanish, a little bit of Spanish, Chinese, English, and little English. And he's affluent, of course, because he's born in Japan.
That's what we need.
He came in contact with our movement in Los Angeles, and he just asked me the question. When he was a young boy in Fukushima, he used to go to the Buddhist temples and they played with drums. And he wanted to know why now, after so many years, he saw our Sankirtan party in Los Angeles, and he was very much attracted. So much so that he went to, with them to the temple and shaved his head. So I told them it was natural for him. That is why. It is our position to be Krishna conscious. So he has a desire to return back to Japan and help with translating and studying. He has a good mind. His name is Fuji.
Wow.
Young. He's very nice.
So, to see that according to that, in that, there's a 50% for building temple, and 50% for this temple, or 50%. And that is being observed and not.
Well, we are giving as much as we can in loans and for construction. We're just.
Some business was started. The jewelry, some books.
No, I know.
Yeah.
From our side. The jewelry business.
And the business is not slow. In this way, if we invest in some business, at least.
Oh. That was with Kronder and Jayatir, I did not even know about that. There is a loan, the Spiritual Sky has a large debt to the book trust. That they owe.
How much?
Well, they told me somewhere 100,000,
150,000.
Yeah, apparently it was something that was done a long time ago.
When I saw it, Krishna Mission was said. That's why I gave this service. Now by God's grace, it has grown a nice business. Let me do that. But this trust money should not.
They have to work everything out themselves.
Hello? Prabhupada is now in India. He has some Goswami.
Yeah, he is.
He has Indian dreams.
That's why they recognize India, because they know that Lord Buddha is from India.
Yeah. And the Buddhist stupa.
Yeah.
India is also a holy place for the Buddhists. Yeah. They go to see, just like we have a Vita, Yamuna, Puri. We have got similar places in Madhya Pradesh, in Bihar. They visit all these places. So, giving something to eat?
Yes.